You want to sort out your education. You want to sort out your finances. You want to sort out your family. You want to keep your family faith. You vote for the Blood of Jesus Party. You vote every single day for it. You get up in your quiet time.
Hey.
And
oh.
You,
yeah.
You apply the Blood of Jesus.
Oh. Open up your bottles, cause it's time for truth.
It's time for truth.
Listen carefully, cause these words are all for you.
Yeah, for you.
Open up your bottles, cause it's time for truth.
It's time for truth.
Listen carefully, cause these words are all for you. It's not my show,
but it's my
show. It's not my show.
It's not my show.
But it's my show.
Hey.
It's not my show.
It's not my show.
But it's my show.
It's my show.
It's not my show, but it's my show. It's not my show.
Active FM, let's talk. Luando here with my man Musa Wengwenya.
Eh?
What's wrong?
Musa Wengwenya.
You make me feel guilty. What did I say wrong?
Isn't it Musa Wengkosi? Yeah.
That was interesting. Came with confidence. Musa Wengwenya. Like, what?
You know the drill. You know, Musa Wengkosi, Emmanuel Ngwenya. You know, that's all of them.
Yeah.
There's one more. I won't say that other one.
Yeah, no, you won't.
I won't say that other name. Do you know that other name?
The name that you approach girls with. Is that the one?
No. I don't tell anyone.
No, I'm just kidding. I wanted to find out more.
Oh.
Just play around to
nice
bring
try.
Out true colors.
Nice try.
True colors. There are times when you just speak to someone and you speak something that you know it's not true. But you just say, but remember this. And then the person, they start responding like, ah!
Yeah.
Stuff is coming up.
Yeah, true.
Stuff
now you start hearing
out.
Things you're not supposed to hear.
Yeah. And they thought maybe you knew. That's why you asked that question all along. Like,
next
I
thing,
didn't.
You're getting more information on the person. Yeah.
I also remember when we'll be, you know, we'll attend assemblies, specific on Mondays, and they will be calling out names of the learners.
Yeah.
So if a teacher just says the name in the wrong way.
Yeah, that will seem to happen on outside.
kids are very rude.
Yo, they used to laugh. Eh?
Yeah. And I got it because...
We used to laugh. Eh?
I got it, man. Yo, most of the times.
Is it?
Because I couldn't speak English proper.
Yo.
Just I remember I was doing the whole speech. I was almost done. I just said one word. The whole class started.
One word wrong.
Yeah, one word
then
wrong.
Then everyone.
The whole
but
class.
The whole speech was fine.
Yeah.
Yes,
just one word.
Yeah.
It was
bit of harsh.
Yeah, so we're talking about last time drunk, second round.
Yeah. Drunk.
Which I tried to be fine the last time, you know. But the guy who does sound for us, he didn't laugh, so I thought that it was not funny.
That's painful.
It was not funny.
Imagine
you know when you speak
stage.
And then you just check with one eye. Is he smiling? Is he getting anything? And you wanted to find out this guy is sleeping. And like, I'm really boring.
I don't know. I wasn't here. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm really boring. Or maybe that was his past, you know? I don't know.
Or maybe that's how he laughs in his dreams.
Do you think so?
Maybe your jokes connected to his heart and he dreamt about it.
Yeah. You never know, eh?
No, you never know.
You never know. There are many things that take place, especially with drunk people. But he was not drunk.
Nah, he wasn't
except
drunk.
If he came to work and lied to us. Because you know...
You see him walking weird there.
When you think about it, how many people go to work drunk on Mondays?
I think majority of people.
A lot,
I think majority. You know, there was a rule where you drink a lot, drink like hectic, drink a lot. The next day, obviously, there's that headache feeling, the hangover.
Yeah.
Now, to cure the hangover, you drink again.
Sure.
So I think that's why a lot of people come to work drunk, and that's because obviously they're like, yo. Hangover. Yo. Let me go buy myself a beer. And it helped.
Think about it. I think somehow there are still even CEOs out there who just go with that smart board.
No. It's actually cool, man. There were people just in a meeting, there were a bottle of whiskey there. So tell me more about you, man. Imagine being interviewed with a guy that's drinking it.
Out there, have you ever seen your boss in the board meeting acting funny?
Yeah.
They call your name in a funny way, yeah? Like, wow. Repeating the same thing. Repeating the same sentence.
And you know how drunk people, when they talk, they're so delayed, man. Ah, bro, you know, I imagine in a meeting, that kind of...
I think what we should do, ne?
Yes.
Because I was talking about the same thing last week, but I was talking to myself because I was alone.
Yeah.
You know? So I tried to laugh at the same time, you know? Look like a mad man.
You're laughing alone. Isn't that sense of drunkenness?
Man on steroids of alcohol.
Yes.
Yeah. And people, they enjoy themselves. So I was thinking about this woman that I saw. I mean, she's very, I can say, a smart woman, especially when you compare, you know, to the average.
Yeah.
She's different. But the time she got drunk, man. You know, her dignity, everything was just... Everything was just, you know. And one of the things I thought of was, maybe I should have taken a video and show her. This is how you look like when you're drunk. You know?
Yeah.
And I think what the problem is, when people are drunk, they think we're all drunk.
True.
Hmm?
And drunk people are family with everyone. Come here. How are you? Thinking, who are you? Don't you remember me? Thinking, what? Yeah.
Like, how are you? I'm good. How are you? And so they're shouting.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about. Last time drunk, myself and Musa Wenkosi Ngwenya.
Yes.
Let's talk. We talk about things that matter. I know it's kind of funny. We're laughing. Mm-hmm. We're trying to make a point, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
We trying to make a very, very serious point. Because this thing is one of the things that's affecting our societies. You know what I thought?
What did you think of it?
I looked at one of stuff that they made legal in parliament.
Yes.
Which was, people, it's legal to smoke Zol.
Yeah.
And it is. But now I started thinking, if you take that and you match it to our African ways of doing things.
Mm.
Young people, long time, they were never allowed to smoke.
That
it was old people, and they had those, I don't know what you call them.
Pipe stuff. Yeah,
those pipe stuff. Yeah. But it was for old people.
Yeah.
You wouldn't smoke as a child.
Yeah.
You know? So, it's a problem. I was just thinking about them, like, it sounds cool in parliament, like, yeah. And I found out.
Yeah.
From me, I was thinking, I was analyzing stuff.
Yeah.
You know? No, don't expect that I'm going to say that I'm going to say someone was drunk in parliament.
Oh.
No,
I was actually thinking about that.
I think there's corruption in getting people to vote for you.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know,
it's corruption.
It's like people, they manipulate people's emotions.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So that they can vote for them. But come, like, you know, South Africa, apartheid, these people, they did this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And guess what? Already you know that I'm going to react. You know, it's like, yeah, that guy is for me.
Yeah.
So they, it's like they know where to touch you. And
yeah,
I feel like I'm just swinging. The point is,
yeah,
if they told you that you were going to get alcohol for free, how many people are going to vote?
It doesn't. Doesn't. Yeah. Get so free alcohol.
Because we have a problem that we have things that destroy us as people.
Yeah, true.
Mm? Mm. We love things that as people, you know, they destroy us. Because looking at alcohol, it destroys your face. I mean, your how you look like, you know. And makes you lazy.
Your liver. let's talk liver. Your face. Your but it does. No, it does.
That's
it does.
The outer part. We still go into the inside. There you are. We're in the office and you didn't pass.
Yes.
That happens.
Isn't it?
It happens, yeah. Because there are people, I mean, who drink, man. They come back. There you find them. Man, I was cutting my hair.
Yeah, by a drunker.
So there was a guy who was drunk.
That was cutting your hair?
No, I wouldn't have allowed it.
Okay.
Apparently he went to work, or he was coming back from work.
Yeah.
But he had this bottle that he bought. I mean, it's like Monday, or I think Monday, yes. The guy is drunk on Monday. Imagine.
Just it.
And he's saying all these swearing words. He's even speaking about me as if I can't hear.
Yeah, like, but he doesn't know you.
He doesn't know me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So some of things, I mean, they were funny.
Yeah.
Some of these things were funny. I think sometimes you laugh because, like, did you really say that? How can you say that?
Yeah.
And I remember the other time, but this now was Zol.
Yeah.
Well, okay, what's the difference between being high from Zol and being drunk?
If you ask me, being drunk, basically, I actually think personally there's no difference, but the only, it's both intoxication, you know? So, I don't see a difference. I just see it's a person's preference.
Yeah.
So you prefer to be high or drunk. You know, it's just a preference. I really see no difference. Thinking so, about it, no, I don't. People do stupid stuff both.
I once smoked Zol.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah.
I think only two times in my life. And
isn't
it? I mean, it was so easy to laugh. It was just so easy to laugh.
Just laughing at anything.
I think what you lose is that, you know, that sense of embarrassing yourself.
Yeah,
you understand
true.
What I'm saying? You get to a point where it's like you don't care. I just see these guys, sometimes they drunk, they just, there they are. Take off their thing, they pee on the streets, like, what? You know? So it's like you lose that. As a person, you even careful of what you say, how you speak. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are times, just with me, where I would laugh, but I'm thinking, you know, I was too loud. That was awkward, you know.
Yeah.
I actually did that, you know. I shouldn't do that again.
True.
Some drunk people, it's like, there are things that they do, I guess they don't even remember that they did.
They don't even care. They don't even care about it.
You know, like, how can you fainted. Like, I did.
Was this that happened?
You
like, what?
I didn't even know how I got home. I've heard those, man.
True story.
So those are the things. People be like, you know, I met a girl, and I just woke up, and she was so ugly. But they didn't know when they...
It reminded me of this once I was out drinking with a lot of friends. Okay. This is what happened. So while we were at the place, obviously now we're not drunk yet. Obviously now it's awkward. Now there's girls, it's awkward. Thinking, okay, she's pretty, but I'm shy. And then me and my friends, we're chilling. We're like, yo, she's pretty, but hey, she looks like she'll turn me around. The minute she started drinking, you know, it gives you that I don't care attitude. Yeah. So you'll do anything. We started drinking. Hey, we got wasted. Hey. We got very wasted. Wasted meaning drunk. And what I remember is what my friends told me. So the next day, I get a message on my phone saying, hi, baby. You didn't call me. What the heck? I don't remember. What the heck? Calling me baby. Who's this? And then my one friend told me, hey, man, you know what happened? Now what happened?
Sure.
This girl is from KZN and she came to the area for like the weekend. And she doesn't know how to speak English. And knowing me, I don't know how to speak Zulu. So apparently we were talking to each other.
Okay.
But I'm talking pure English and she's talking deep Zulu. But it's like we understand each other.
Sure.
So we're just talking. And then apparently she asked me out in Zulu, but I didn't understand. I just keep on saying, Now in the morning, I wake up, hi, baby, thing, what the heck? So yeah, it's a stupid story, but
hey,
it shows you with alcohol, it'll mess you up, man. You make wrong decisions. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think you're making the right decision in the moment. Because, intoxication, it's like a sweet. I always say this to a lot of guys. It's like a sweet. A sweet is nice, but it's not good for you.
Mm.
Same as intoxication. It feels nice at the moment, But look at the long run. You know what I'm saying? It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you get to a point where you carried away. You're not in control of yourself.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? As you would. I mean, I remember the guys. They were rough.
What happened now?
So we were in Katlehong.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the townships in Johannesburg. So
yeah,
these guys were smoking. They were smoking as well.
Okay.
And they just started saying random stuff that that they never speak about. You know,
yeah.
Like yeah, me. I just want to go rob it. That Transnet is the transit.
Oh, that money
truck.
Yeah,
money. Yeah. So I'm like, man, serious. What will you do with the money? I'm gonna go shoot a porn movie. Like, what?
What
the heck? High.
What the heck?
You know? So that's the thing, you know, the environment. It's not just you being drunk, but also the environment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The environment where people are drunk and the stuff that they speak about. I mean, it's old guys, old men, yeah. People with families, but you just find out the stuff that they're speaking about, like, what? Mm. You know, this is really not cool. And obviously, I didn't mention things like people, they start becoming abusive. Because you're not thinking about anything. It's like, when you're drunk, you just do what you want.
I don't care.
You know what I'm saying? Even, you don't even, I mean, as a guy, you know when you meet that guy, like, John Cena. No, I wanted to use The Rock.
The Rock, okay.
You're not gonna disrespect him.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? You're gonna look at him and, like, you know, I need to be careful here.
you
just say a few words. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't go and fight with this guy.
If he wants to fight, you say, come on, man, let's talk. Let's talk.
It would be like, you know, superhero movies. It would be lifting you up.
Throwing you there.
But the only thing is that it would be real.
Yeah.
But with drunk people,
they think they're Superman. Yeah, they think they're all Superman.
They just go for it. So that's where the problem is. Because now we not start thinking of ourselves. We think you get to a point where it's just about you. You do what you want to do. You say what you want to say and the way you want to say it. You go home, you're drunk, and how you treat kids, it's a problem.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? How you treat now your wife, it's a problem. You see what I'm saying? And these things, they affect our society.
Yeah.
You know, and as much as we say we enjoy, but one of the things that makes people lose everything, I'm speaking from an experience where I've actually seen someone who got a high paying job, and after he got that job, he bought a nice BMW.
Okay.
But every week he used to drink, he used to spend around, I think, 2,000 rand just to buy alcohol. Even above, because obviously we'll also take out girls.
Yeah.
So, now let me tell you, one day this guy, he came back home.
Yeah.
He was drunk. You know the spray that you use in the toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah. To make the toilets, you know, smell nice.
Yeah, the air
pressure.
He was
so drunk that he took that spray, started spraying himself.
Just with the air freshener.
Yeah, with the air freshener. I'm like, no, man. He was so drunk.
Yeah.
But you know, later he lost the job. He had so much potential.
Yeah.
But he lost the job. He lost the car. He had a nice, I can say, in terms of finances, his family was doing well.
Yeah.
But he ended up not even staying with his family. Ended up looking for a place to stay. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And later, what he started doing, it will be like in outside this Gauteng province.
Yeah.
Sometimes he passed by, can please help me with 20 rand. You understand what I'm saying? But knowing where this guy actually came from, you understand what I'm saying? Because of what? Because of alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, one of the guys that we go to church with used to go with him to school, so they know each other.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was not...
Sure. sad to see that in front of you, something changed like that drastically. You can see this person has potential, and then, you know,
and it's not only. This is the last thing.
Yeah.
Also met someone. You can hear, and then the way they're speaking, like the accent. But he's staying in the streets, so I was actually giving him money.
Yo.
But the way he even answered, I was shocked.
Yeah.
What happened? I actually wanted to know what happened, because you can see the accent is like those guys that are from Sentin.
Just.
But how did he end up in the streets? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what happens, that there are many people out there who lost stuff because of alcohol.
Yeah.
It's not just you lost your job, you lost your family.
Everything,
you know, you lost your children. You don't even come close to your family. I mean, your siblings, your cousins, because of alcohol.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And I believe it's one of the biggest problems we have in this nation. You know, and what now the Bible says, it says Galatians chapter 5, verse 21, and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like, I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. And it's actually the same message. I think the best way to understand the kingdom of God is looking at the kingdom of God as a nation.
Yeah.
Because the kingdom of God, it's actually a nation. It's actually a different world. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But now a kingdom is, it has other nations subjected to it. I don't know if it makes sense. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it rules over many nations.
Yeah.
And that's what the kingdom of God is, that there are people from different nations, and the kingdom of God rules over. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what makes now the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And the kingdom of God is like a country that has laws. Do you understand what I'm saying? And when you are a drunkard, or you do orgies, or you, a person of envy, stuff like that, the reason why is because that makes you to go against the law of the kingdom of God. That's why you don't qualify to enter into the kingdom of God. Why? Because the laws. I was speaking to someone and saying, you know, do you know that heaven has a prison?
Okay. No, I don't.
When Satan and the demons, they went against the law of heaven.
Yeah.
They were prisoned in hell. Hell was created for them.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's the same thing that people on earth, the people, because from the original existence, what happened was that everything was subjected to what? To the rule of heaven. No, it was a different world, the earth, man being in charge. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But man was still answering to what? To heaven. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why even now, when man sins and they don't repent through Christ, because now they're given what? They're given a chance. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But if they don't repent, they also end up in what? In the same prison, because it's because of their trespass. Do you understand what I'm saying? That means they didn't live according to the law. You see what I'm saying? So they're not fit enough. You see, so that's actually the thing.
Okay.
To say hell is the heaven of what? It's hell is not in heaven, but it's the prison of
heaven.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and those things, they took place. It's interesting. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing, to say when you're a drunkard, that means you're not fit enough. You're rebelling against what? The law of heaven.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And that's like an insult, obviously, to God, the person who constituted the law. You see what I'm saying? So what happens now? Punishment. You're going to be charged. There's a court, as much as in other countries like South Africa, there's a court.
Yeah.
And when you found guilty, you're put into prison. But
it's
much more stricter, which is hell, you know. So that's the thing, you know, to say. But one of the things I also love is that the things that makes us go against the laws of heaven, they also make us, those things, they also destroy us. Which means the law of heaven, what it does, it also helps you, it also protects you. It is aware of the individual. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Of what prospers you. The moment you go against that, it just affects you too. You know, there you are now, your liver is not working, because guess what?
Yeah.
You know, so that's the thing. And on my side, There you go.
Yeah. you've stole everything.
Okay.
You've stole everything.
Yeah, so now what we're going to do, we're going to pray. If you want to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, yeah. Because God gives us that second chance to be able to be part of heaven.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And yeah. It's not a thing of being condemned. Because Jesus never came. I remember when I got this. Mm-hmm. Jesus never came to be praised, but Jesus came to save us. That's one of the things I realized. That, you know, with that problem that you're struggling with, because
yeah.
It starts with you saying, God, here, I'm struggling with drinking. I'm struggling with what? I'm struggling with porn. Do you understand what I'm saying? And now what happens is that Jesus is there to save you with what you're struggling with, to give you a breakthrough. Do you understand?
Yeah.
When he saves you, that means he leads you out of that thing. Sometimes it's a process. You see what I'm saying? Mm. So, but that's actually the thing to say. Most people, when we hear the gospel, we feel condemned. Do you understand? Especially when we don't know how to quit it. Mm. Do you understand what I'm saying? Why? Because we miss the part of Jesus Christ coming to save us.
Yeah,
with true. That thing that you're struggling with in your life, that's actually what Jesus Christ came to save you with, to help you through right that thing. You know what I'm saying? So let me give an example. We say when someone has sinned, that person has fallen, right?
Yeah.
If you have a kid and the kid falls, and now they have what? They have a wound. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it hurts them, and they don't know how to get rid of that pain. Do you understand what I'm saying? But it keeps hurting them. The parent is there to save them, do you understand? Look after that wound until the child is okay. It's the same thing with God, do you understand? It's the same thing with God, that God actually comes. We are wounded, but God comes to help us. You see what I'm saying? And that's a picture that we need to have with Christ, you know? Christ is the biggest example person when it comes to serving. There's no Christian, and I'm not just talking about being saved on the cross, Christ died and all that.
Yeah.
But when Christ is in your life, he serves you. You know, when Christ is in your life, he serves you. It's obvious it brings God into your life. And if God is your father, it's obvious that God serves you. You know? But are we in a point where God is serving us? Do you understand what I'm saying? Are we in a relationship with God where we experience God serves us? Because now you start to have a different a view of God. Instead of this supreme God, now you start having a different view, because now this supreme God, you thought of him as a supreme God, you know, who doesn't care. Now it's a God who actually serves you. It's a different picture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he is your father. So what are we going to do if you want to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? Right now at this moment, you know, in our show, Let's Talk, Active FM, you're going to pray this prayer with us. Say, Dear Jesus,
I accept you
as my Lord, and
Savior.
I believe with all my heart, and I confess that you are the Son of God. You died,
you
were raised
from the dead,
taken to heaven, and right now you are seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bro,
don't get drunk.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM, and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.